nuts, isn't it?
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. Hear that music?
/7:44 If you had told me that Kevin Matthews is going to write a book, I would have told you stop smoking what he no longer smokes, because the odds of that slim. Yet he has, and I couldn't be more thrilled for him and about it. And great to see you, my friend Kevin Matthews.
Yeah, and it's not a coloring book.
No,
and that
well, you could,
Yeah,
but I wouldn't.
It's a real book. It's a real book.
It's called Broken Mary. We'll get to it in just a second because it's really sweet. I think. I think it's inspirational. And an important story. But before we get to that, let me just say, you look great.
You know,
10 years ten years ago, right? Am I right? 10 years ago, you were diagnosed with MS?
MS. And, you know, people will say to me, well, you've got the good MS. I'm like, what? What's that? No, I you just do
oh,
what
you got the
do.
Good cancer.
Got, yeah. If you've got cancer, oh, this is the cancer you want.
So what does it do as far as your life goes? Are the meds good enough that you're it's able to keep
Steve, good days and bad days? And all you folks, because there's a person a day that's going to be diagnosed with MS in your audience.
Sure.
Rush right here is a great hospital, but I think they're getting real close to a cure because it's a parallel to Parkinson's disease. And the I'm on an IV that I have to take twice a year now. And it's the medicine. You've got to take something. I know so many people with MS, and they'll do holistic. They'll go down to Mexico and have bees sting them. And, and I'm like, and they're just...
You go know. To Germany, get spanked, claim it was part of the treatment.
Pretty much, you got to be with a doctor.
But I got to tell you, I saw you 5 years ago, and you didn't look great.
No.
You look better now. Nobody does that. Nobody looks better 5 years later.
I don't know. I'm just...
I look like a bus hit me. He looks better than he did.
I'm just blessed, I guess.
Well, how's the family?
Now, every time I see Steve, he goes, so, are you divorced?
No, that's not true.
Yes, you do.
That's
all the
not
time.
True.
Yes,
that's
it's
not true.
True. I'm still married to the same beautiful, she's an angel.
So over your skis.
No, big time.
Well,
we all are.
Yeah.
We all are. And yes, I'm married, and my kids are growing up. Teague, my daughter, who you Chicago heard on the radio, she has three kids.
Come on.
She's 29, three kids.
Come on.
Trevor's out in L.A. He's a musician with Dawes.
Is he still playing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's with Dawes. And so they just think life is life's good. And, you know, that's what you got to just enjoy the good things.
And you're still doing the podcast.
I still do a weekly podcast, worldwide demand, you know, big numbers over in Japan.
Understandably. You're always huge in Asia.
Exactly.
Who's doing it this week?
Jim Shorts, Richard Baggs, real name. Jim is filling in. And, we've unearthed some, you know, 30 years. I found some audio of me talking twice to Yoko Ono.
And by the way, that's not a voice in his head. Whoa. Actually, Yoko Ono.
There's a and it's I started to listen to this, and she's already correcting me. She was like, just you got to hear this.
My angry mom
over at Dahl.com.
All right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, this is Steve Dahl's network, and anytime on demand.
Yeah, it is. It's once a week, you know, that I air it on.
But you can pull all the episodes.
You can,
Okay. So. Andrea, say hi to our
Kevin,
friend.
I have to tell you, when you walked in, I said, I remember the Kev had proms.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we always
yeah,
tried
yeah.
to get tickets to go to the prom
everybody.
Whatnot. But are you getting people now saying all the time, hey, I remember this, I remember this.
Because
And now you got a whole new generation.
You got little Kev heads that, that's how come their dad, mom, and then the kids grew up, and then the kids grew up, and Freebird. And what a great time we
Carms,
had.
Carms, did you know? Did you meet Kev for the first time today?
No. So that you're talking about little Kev heads. Like when I first started interning, when you made me go chase after Carol Marine when she was leaving Channel 5, when I was on the Steve Cochran show at the old
school.
It was Kev's idea.
Wait, chase after her for a job, right?
No, literally chase her down the street.
Why are you leaving NBC? Go find out. Carm, get down
there.
I was like 22. But I was interning at 1000, and that's when Kev had a show in the middays, and you walked walked in and just, you guys were like, I don't want to, you know, get go too far, but it was like radio gods were going on at that point. It really
was. Here's the thing about the 90s. The 90s when, well, really mid-80s to mid-90s when the Loop was absolutely at its peak. Kev would do something ridiculous on the air that frankly was fireable. But on the exact same day, Brandmeier would be printing 20s on a copier and the Secret Service would be showing up. Oh, and then Kev was suddenly off the hook. And I distinctly remember on more than one occasion, Larry Wirt, who runs his company, who is a good friend all of us, but Larry Wirt wanting to talk to you about something he was upset about, but suddenly Jim Shorts would pop in and he'd have the argument. Instead, you were off the hook.
There was a time I was interviewing for a radio station in Michigan a long time ago. They came down and they wanted to hire me. I said, listen, I really want the job.
Right.
But unfortunately, Jim doesn't want anything to do with you people. Walked up, and still to this day, I'll run into those people.
That's awesome.
This guy's insane.
Did Jim ever win an argument at home?
Yeah, a few. And Jim is doing real well, folks. He has a casino on Beaver Island now.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's on an Indian reservation. You can get M80s, meth, medical marijuana.
Fireworks.
Yeah. As you know, I was always a big supporter of Jim.
I know you are.
Even in the tough days.
You know, and Jim has got something for you, Steve.
What's that?
Come football season.
Okay.
They're starting to animate Jim's life.
Oh, you're kidding.
So we have something coming down the end of summer.
Will you come back to promote it?
I'd love to. Okay. I'd have to ask Jim, you know.
I understand. He's in charge. David Plyer will join us in just a moment because David asked you to speak to a group that's important to him, and we want to talk about the book we come back.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
One of the great thrills of being around the Loop in the old days was Kevin and Buzz talking blues.
Oh, yeah.
You know Buzz is like a fitness nut? Were you aware of this?
I just talked to him. I had him on my show 2 weeks
talking
ago.
Talking about Buzz Kilman. Yeah,
Buzz is, he's
got to be, he's 70 if he's a day, and he's in fit like a 35-year-old.
He promotes, too, like core work, you know, the core workout.
Oh, yeah, he's a stud.
Ridiculous.
He's actually in San Diego this weekend applying at Buzz for SEAL teams. How old he is.
Well, you know what? It's about time.
It's about time we get somebody ready to rock.
All right, so give me the premise on Broken Mary, the book.
All right, so this is in 2008. I'm on the air. I'm in Michigan. I can't move. It was like, am I having a stroke? I couldn't move my hand, arm, leg. I found out. I came back to Michigan. I was diagnosed. They thought it was a brain tumor.
That was their opener.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Sit down. It could be a brain. We think it's a brain tumor. We can't operate. If it is, go get your life in order. Have a nice day.
Wow.
You know, I was pretty proud at that point because when you're told you probably are going to die, how are you going to react to that? I just didn't want Deb, who was in the room with me, to just lose it.
Right.
Which, you know, she's strong, but and so...
Which she had every right to do at that point.
Every right.
Yeah.
So that's 2008 in November. And now they find out, no, it's a rare form of MS. And I undergo treatment, and it is tough treatment. It was really, really tough. In 2009, I'm back here. It's St. Paddy's Day.
Okay.
And I had to go see my lawyer out in the western suburbs here. And I couldn't take the Stevenson. I had to take the Eisenhower because of the parade route.
Okay.
So I'm on the Stevenson, and here's where things... All of a sudden, I hear this voice that says, go to the cemetery. I'm like, okay. And I start to smile a little bit because...
You weren't hallucinating?
No.
This wasn't the old days?
I know what cemetery they're talking about. In the 90s, Debbie and I, my wife and I, there was a big article on Mary, the Virgin Mary. There was people were going out to the cemetery because they were... And so we used to take the kids out there. And you would... It was amazing what you felt, what you saw. And I knew that's the cemetery. I went out. It's off Wolf Road, our Lady Queen of Heaven Cemetery.
Okay.
And I get to Wolf Road. Am I going to take the exit? I hear it again. Go to the cemetery. I'm going to go to the cemetery. Go up Wolf Road. Go into the cemetery. It's huge. and you could get lost. All of a sudden, I'm driving and I know exactly where to go. There's this huge cross of Christ, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, okay, am I going to get out or not? And there's a guy next to me. It's early. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful day. Okay, I'm going to get out. And I walk to that huge crucifix, and I put my hand on his feet, Jesus's feet, and I just said, I'm so afraid, because at this time, I'm like, this MS is ruining my career.
You know you're sick.
I'm sick.
You don't know why you're hearing this voice.
I have no idea. I put my hand up on his feet. All of a sudden, water starts pouring down on my hand and my arm, which I couldn't move because of the MS. It completely clears up. And I went home and I told Debbie, and I just, at that point, I just stopped worrying about everything. It was
just a living, breathing miracle.
A huge miracle. Now, a couple of years later, 2 years later, it's 2011, I'm in Grand Rapids, it's in November. Again, I hear another voice that says, buy your wife some flowers.
Okay.
I look up, and there's a flower shop. So, folks, there's nothing's coincidence.
Right.
I pull into the flower shop. I get out of my truck to go in, and I look over by this dumpster, and I notice that there's a statue, about a 4-foot statue of the Virgin Mary. And she's laying next to the statue. She's broken in half. She's covered in garbage and dirt, and I walk over. And I look at her, and this voice to this day said to me, will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And what came over me was I walked into the flower shop. The clerk, I'm all by myself. I said, I want to buy that statue of the Virgin Mary. Oh, no, we can't sell it. It's a family heirloom. And I, again,
the one that's broken outside, they can't sell?
Yeah, can't sell. Her arms are missing. She's broken in half at the waist. And I just said a quick prayer. I said, you know, just help me. I can't leave her.
Right.
And again, then I heard that voice again. Are you going to deny me? Are you going to deny my mother? And out of nowhere, I just said, listen, I'll give you money to the Franciscan nuns that live out here. I had no idea that there's Franciscan nuns that live out here.
They're everywhere, Kevin.
It just came out. And she goes, I recognize your voice. Are you that guy on the radio? And there's my door. I said, yes, I'll give money to the nuns. I have no idea who are out here.
Sure.
I take her. I put her in my truck. I take her home. A month later, I'm telling a priest that I know. I said, listen, I found this statue, and she's broken in half. He sends me over to this monument maker to put her together. And the guy looks at her and goes, oh, yeah, we can put her together. I can make new hands for her. We can paint her. She'll look brand new.
Okay.
And I said, no, I want to keep her broken because it reminds me of me. We're all broken.
Wow.
And literally, I'm broken. I'm being thrown out of radio. I'm trashed just like her.
How am I crying your eyes out when you're doing all this stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what, but people can relate. And I call her Broken Mary. She's been blessed. And now this statue, this is getting attention worldwide.
Well, here's the deal. The book, you delve into not just this.
Right.
You talk about the old days.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about your family. You talk about what you're doing now. You talk about the fight with MS. But I don't remember a particular... I remember a strong bond with a Native American Indian community. But I don't remember a spirituality overcoming you back in the day.
But if you look back, it really was. When I had all the characters, Devon...
Yeah.
Devon was my way of talking about... religion. Jesus. Loved Jesus over the year. Remember that.
But I remember that artistically, but were you a church-going guy back then?
No. I grew up in a pretty violent household.
Well, we talked about that.
Da-da-da. And I just wanted, at a four-year-old, I'm like, just Jesus, take me, kill me.
Right.
I want to go to heaven.
Right.
You know, so it started at the age of four, you know, and it was always there. But this has manifested into, it's not me, it's Mary.
Where's Broken Mary now?
She's in a hotel room in Rosemont. I'm looking, what am I doing yesterday? I'm sitting in a hotel in Rosemont. I'm looking at a casino across the street, and I've got a statue of the Virgin Mary in the room drinking water. I go, wow, boy, things have come 360.
All right, you got to stick around. We got to do some news. More with Kevin coming up, and we'll tell you where he's going to be Sunday.
Yeah,
because you can go see Kev and get some information on the book. David, are you doing the interview on Sunday?
I mean, we're going to do a little bit of that.
Q&A?
Yeah.
That's David Plyer's voice, by the way.
Hey, everybody.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I remember when Kev used to twerk to this. I didn't even know what twerking was.
You betcha. You betcha.
Kevin Matthews is here, and on Sunday, March 4th, at 3:30, he'll be at St. Juliana Church. And David Plyer, you're the guy to put this together. Is this your church?
This is my church. Yeah, it is. And
so what are you guys going to be doing?
Well, it's going to conversation with Kevin Matthews, really talk about the book. And this book, again, as Kev was saying, is about his career. So if you're
Broken Mary is the book.
Broken Mary is the book. You're going to love the story because it's really the story of radio and the loop days and the proms and all that other great stuff. But it is about this journey and finding this Broken Mary statue. And really, the book is all about everybody's got their stuff.
Everybody's broken.
Everybody is broken. Mm-hmm. And it just brings some level of inspiration because you find a connection. Everyone's going to find a connection to this book, and everyone's got something in their life that they struggle with. And this book just really makes you feel like you're not alone.
Kev, I love the honesty of it. And you were always honest, but in a lot of ways, you know, you can hide behind characters and do other things. I told you this before. I've said it privately. I'll say it publicly again. The Robin Williams of radio, one of the most brilliant minds you'd ever hear, one of the best talents ever on the radio. And again, a guy named Jimmy DeCastro and Larry Word as well were brilliant at finding people and putting them together. Yeah. And there was never a radio station quite like The Loop in the late 80s and 90s. Kev is good or better than anybody ever. A bad day for Kev was a great day for everybody else.
Yeah.
But I love how honest you are about this book and your own journey.
And see, a Broken Mary, people are going, what's Mary? I found a statue outside a dumpster of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the story all on its own. I love the Mary now. I mean, there's no question. But I wrote this book, like I said, a priest. I find this statue. He blesses her, and it just takes off. And the priest, Father Mark, says, you know, you should really write a book about this. And he knows a professor. It's Sister Lucia. She's a Franciscan nun.
Is this a woman that didn't like you?
Yeah. We had lunch, and she did not want anything to do with me. She heard some of my podcast. She knows the history, you are basically working with Satan.
Yeah.
And her mother superior said, I want you to do this. And so she produced the book, and she would ask me questions. And one time she asked me about, tell me about the golf outings, because she heard about that.
Oh, boy.
And I wrote, and she wrote back, oh, my Lord. And what we ended up, I get the book. It's done. She submits it to three of the biggest publishing companies in America. All three want it. And we go to Beacon. We get Beacon. It's released. It's huge. I sign a waiver. All the proceeds go to churches in America.
How about that?
And what's ironic is all of a sudden, you know, when you're around Mary, the mother of Christ, you will have this desire to learn the rosary. So for one Lent, I said, I'll narrate the rosary, and I'll put an app together, and I pitched it to Apple. They took it. It's a free download. You can go to Broken Mary, and it's being downloaded all over the world. Wow. And I made an app for smartphones. It's being downloaded all over the world, in the Philippines, all over the world.
Look at you, paying it forward in a million different ways.
Yeah. You go to, I went to Fatima. I'm supposed to go to eventually Lourdes. And this book, priests all over the world, they're reading this book. People want me to come and talk. We're all broken. And, you know, I'm driving in here. I've been blessed with two great kids, a wife. I've got so many good things. You know, folks, you got to just stop. Turn off the politicians and just really enjoy the simple things, because this is all a layover. You know, the next flight we take is our last one.
How about that?
And we get to choose where we're going to go. Mm-hmm. You know, knowing what you know today, if you were boarding the Titanic and somebody, they said, would you like a life jacket? Mm-hmm. And would you like a seat in the lifeboat? Wouldn't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're at today. You know,
it's great to get smart no matter what age you're at, but you have the beauty of being able to have a platform to tell other people about it. By the way, you mentioned the website, I think, at one point.
Yes.
Is it BrokenMary.com?
BrokenMary.com. It's just doing well.
What do your kids think of the book?
They
read it?
Yeah, they
because that's not easy. That's no, not, easy not easy as a kid. No, first, no, it's no, not no. easy to be a kid of somebody famous, but to be a kid and read really personal stuff about your dad
yeah,
and mom.
Yep, yep.
So what did they read it?
Yeah, they did. And I think they appreciated the honesty. You say you read it because it is a confession and it cuts to the chase. It reads quick. And what I'm doing now is I've been asked to, you know, people will take the statue. I encourage them to take Broken Mary and they do that. They'll take it inside hospice. I've had people listen to the Rosary app and actually die after the Rosary. I mean, they're wow. taking people. Broken Mary wow. is now going into prisons. It is just...
What's become your life work?
It is. Broken Mary is going to go over to Ireland. I know eventually she will end up in Rome at the Vatican.
Well, the books you were talking about, the Catholic yeah. priests reading this, we bought 1,500 books and passed them out to our entire congregation. There's a lot of Catholic churches doing that throughout the country. It's,
yeah.
You know, because it's an inspirational... An
yeah, so
inspirational
if anybody... Read. It's yeah. brokenmary.com.
Okay, now hold on a second. What? You're traveling all over with Broken Mary. You buying a seat for her?
Actually,
you're not checking
you have
Mary.
To. You have to.
Yeah, you're not checking Mary. You're checking Mary, that's a risk.
I'm very close with the folks that take care of the Fatima yeah. statue, and you do. You actually buy a seat and put a statue.
It's like
next
traveling
to
with the Stanley Cup.
Right.
You know, you got something important.
And, priests, exactly right. and yeah. pilots love it.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would,
that
right
plane's going to be just
exactly.
fine.
I bet passengers love it, too.
Yeah, barrel roll that, baby. We're going to be fine.
Exactly. So it's. I'm very lucky.
Now, I understand that Kev's been working on his own impression of Jimmy, of Jim Short, so maybe he can do that when we come back, because I don't know if it's any good.
Well, you know, Jim, the Sister Lucia, she asked, can Jim write the intro to the book? It is dark and vile. Oh, I've got a story.
No doubt.
I've got a story when we come back.
No. All right, and Dean Richards will join us, too.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you...
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah,
Dean Richards live from Channel 9, and Dean Kevin Matthews is hanging out with us this morning.
So I heard.
And talking about his book, we want everybody to get this book. You know what I always say, get two copies. You're careless, you lose the first one. Maybe get a third, hand it to a friend.
That's what I do.
Broken Mary, brokenmary.com. And again, on Sunday, you can meet Kev and be a witness in a different way to a sit-down at St. Juliana Church. Normally, a sit-down in mob terms means something different, but it's going to be Kev and David Plyer and everybody. So, Dean's had a Kev.
We had a nice little dinner last night, actually.
Oh, you were at the dinner.
We had a great dinner last night.
Oh, okay, well, then you had your little intimate moment between the two of you.
We did. We picked the, I heard Dean's winners of the Oscars. And
yeah, here's the thing. We're going to do this right now, and you can do this on the air. So let me whip the Best Picture nominees out here. Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards.
I like how you do those in alphabetical order.
Give me the one. It's funny how
Steve
I can read.
Does that. Any list that you
I automatically
Steve,
put everything in
automatically alphabetized.
It's a gift. what are the ones that are definitely not going to win?
Call Me By Your Name.
Not going to win.
Definitely not going to win. Sadly, Darkest Hour is not going to win because that one is fueled strictly by the best performance by a male actor this year, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Dunkirk, amazingly, which was my number one for 2017.
Tremendous movie.
Is not going to win because it didn't have the things that I like best about it, that it didn't have a lead actor, a lead actress, a love story, you know, all the typical things in it. It was just, you know, the story, this true story of the escape of soldiers from the beaches of Dunkirk.
Right.
Not going to win. It's a magnificent movie, but it's not going to win. It'll win some technical awards. Lady Bird is not going to win. For Best Picture, Phantom Thread will not win for Best Picture. The Post is maybe one of the most polarizing movies of the year about the true story of the Pentagon Papers. Not going to win.
So that leaves us Get Out, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards. How many of these have you seen, Kev? Any of them?
Actually, all but Shape of Water.
Is that right?
Screen Actors Guild. I'm a member.
Yeah. So Get Out, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards. And Kev and I made a movie which wasn't even considered this year. It was Shadow Puppets from Outer Space, which I thought was a brilliant
piece of
work.
I poured my heart out.
Yeah.
And I took my shirt off, too.
Right. All right, Dean, what
I
do you like?
That so,
my prediction for what's going to win is going to be three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Everything has changed with the way that they do voting now. The manner in which they do the calculation is different. The voting body that used to be old white men and it was very easy to predict what they were going to vote
old
for.
Old White Man was another Kev movie. I thought that was strong.
Yeah. Wait,
took my shirt off.
Old Grumpy Man?
I wasn't Grumpy Old Man. That was actually a different movie.
Grumpy Old Man, I know you were. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's changed. The people who are voting has changed. And the momentum between Three Billboards and Shape of Water has gone back and forth over the past 2 or 3 weeks. I think the big momentum right now is with Three Billboards. I think Shape of Water, while it is a beautiful, creative force of nature, is maybe a little too weird for a lot of the voters and is not going to make it. That's why I think
that was Jim Short's favorite.
That's why I think Guillermo del Toro will win Best Director this year for Shape of Water. Three Billboards will get it. Now, here's another scenario, though, that the Shape of Water and Three Billboards, which are the two leading vote getters right now, canceling each other out and Get Out winds up being the best picture of the year, very much the same way Moonlight did last year.
The ghost of future dead Mel Gibson is standing by on the phone. Is this the ghost of future dead Mel Gibson?
It's Roy. I'm a ghost. Boo! Boy!
And future dead, who do you predict for best picture?
I don't care who wins best picture if it's not me.
Okay. Again, oddly enough, Dean, that's a British future dead Mel Gibson, right. And we have no idea why.
British dead Mel Gibson, who is Australian.
Right.
With a hint of Scottish.
It is Australian. Yeah, of course it is. Kev, did you like Three Billboards?
I thought Tonya was going to just sweep Sunday. I'm hoping that is the worst. That is so bad, you've got to watch it. Oh, it is so bad.
Allison Janney with the bird on her shoulder?
Tremendous.
So bad.
I love it, though. I love it sort of for that very reason, that it's kind of so over the top, the way that whole situation was. But Allison Janney, Margot Robbie, I think this is another movie much like Darkest Hour, where the performances outshine the total movie as a whole.
Mm. All right, I'm going to throw Dunkirk into the mix and say it's Dunkirk. It's not going to win, but I'm just throwing it in anyway. Yeah,
because
I love the movie.
You're a rebel that way, Steve.
I'm thinking Three Billboards.
Yeah. Three Billboards? Kev, you think Three Billboards?
Yeah.
By the way, the tiebreaker, Dean, is makeup and hairstyling. Darkest Hour, Victoria and Abdul Wonder, or Kev's Aunt Vicky? Which of those?
I think definitely it's going to be Darkest Hour for the Gary Oldman transformation into Winston Churchill. Well, Steve, what are you predicting for documentary short subject this
year? Well, as you know, I've seen none of them, so I'm definitely going with Edith and Edie.
Are you?
I'm going with Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405.
Actually, I'm being told that's Edith and Edie. Edith and Eddie.
I got to go with Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405.
I'm going Jellyfish Australian Reef.
Dean, you're going to be on Sunday?
I am going to be on Sunday. We'll have interviews with many of the Oscar nominees. We'll have... I don't even remember. It's like a crazy day. So it's Oscar is my Super Bowl day. So
yes, it is.
Hey, Dean, do you think people will talk to Ryan? Stars? Or are they going
to
avoid him?
I think they're only going to let people talk to Ryan who they know are
going to be. Talk about Ryan Seacrest.
Right.
I'm sorry. They're not going to let anyone near him who could be, say something embarrassing to him. So that's going to be controlled. I'm hearing that Ryan's interviews are all going to be previously recorded, not live the way they normally are.
Wow. So Deborah Messing's out, Dean?
Temper Messing, I don't think we'll ever be on an e-red carpet again. Yeah. If I'm Ryan Seacrest right now, I say that I'm going to sit it out.
I'd get a sore throat Sunday morning. Yeah. There's no way.
I don't feel good.
Or just say, I don't want to be a distraction to this whole. Until this is all resolved, I don't want to be a distraction.
You know, that's a great call.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he'll be there, but he shouldn't be there. Or he could have come out there with him. Kelly.
Juliana? Oh, Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly. What's her name? She's been on TV.
You could have Charlie Sheen.
Juliana is going to be on the carpet. She'll probably do the most of the heavy lifting on the E-Red carpet. And I'm urging if any
Aunt Vicky.
any of the stars that are listening, and I know all the stars listen to
Future Dead Mel Gibson,
Steve Show, including future dead ones. If you're going to talk to Juliana Rancic, bring her a pork chop or something.
Oh, yeah.
The girl needs
some pasta. Maybe some pasta.
She's got to eat.
Pudding.
She does
some
have to
chocolate
eat. I swear
pudding
or
something.
She just got to go to the restaurants here, man. She's got to eat.
Yeah.
So, all right, buddy. Thank you.
See you guys. See you, Kev.
Bye, Dean.
Kevin Matthews. You know I love you, buddy, and it's great seeing you.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here.
And Broken Mary is the book. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank
we talked
you.
About this 2 years ago. Would you ever fill in when I'm gone?
Yeah, I'd love to.
That'd be cool. We should
great.
Have Kev
yeah.
fill in.
Yeah, for sure.
That would
yeah.
be. And that would be great.
And like it's nice said, that I asked you on the air, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
but you know what? It's so now. Good to be in Chicago because I truly this city means so much to me and my family. It's just it's wonderful.
If Kev fills in, can we bring the prom back?
Yeah, sure. For that day.
Bring
and,
prom
and the golf
day.
Outing.
Prom
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah. And the golf outing.
Well, Jimmy
yeah.
could probably co-host.
Jimmy could work
yeah.
one of the days.
Yeah.
The
just one
outing.
Of them by himself.
You know, by the way, the 30th anniversary of the Jim Shorts outing is next year. And there's talk, Larry Wirt, he's
oh,
thinking about.
We should absolutely
and,
do, that.
And do a charity. I love
we should
that.
Absolutely
be
do
great.
That. Well, tie into Broken Mary, right?
Why? I'd love that.
There
you go.
God bless you, man.
Thank you so much,
everybody.
I mean
that with all sincerity. David, remind us what's happening Sunday.
Conversation with Kevin Matthews, 3:30. Listen to a story about his career, his book, and then a little meet and greet afterwards. And it's on 7200 North Osceola in Chicago. And you can visit stjuliana.org for more information.
Get the book.
Brokenmary.com
is the website. Broken Mary is the book. Back next.